both Suffolk and Nassau counties are going through a process of reforming and reinventing policing. This review was mandated by the state after a summer of protests and calls for reform. Both counties have formed task force to draft a plan that will eventually lay out possible reforms. One person not on that task force, but who has a unique observation point, is Suffolk County Legislator Rob Trotta from Smithtown, who was also a police detective in Suffolk for many years. Welcome, Legislator.
Thanks for having me.
Now, at least with Suffolk's Police Reform Task Force, there appears to be a lot of hostility and contention, and most of that appears to revolve around the influence that the police unions have over possible reforms. Why is that, do you think?
Cash, money, the root of all evil. You know, you have to understand something. The district attorney took over $500,000 in campaign finance. The county executive, well over $1 million, probably close to $2 million in campaign finance money. 16 of the 18 legislators, only myself and Legislator Piccirillo, refused to take money from any unions doing business with the county. And they're all influenced also. So, you know, having said that, you know, while there are some minor problems in the police department, maybe some major ones, but that's nothing to do with the rank-and-file cops, not the cops on the street, not the cops handling calls. You know, it's one of the safest places to live in the country, even in the minority communities.
Well, just a technical correction. Election law actually prevents Executive Ballone and District Attorney Sini from taking this money, but what you're saying is that third-party outside funding, of which they have no control, might nonetheless influence them. But let's talk about the county legislature right now. What kind of reforms would the legislature approve given this type of political influence? One example that we hear is the pretext stop, where a driver is pulled over for one reason and then investigated for another reason. Do you think the legislature would approve limiting something like that?
No, I don't think. I wouldn't vote for that.
Okay.
I mean, that's the basis of crime fighting. You know, if you see a guy and you think, oh, wait, his back tail light's out, let's pull him over and let's talk to him. Let's see if any proceeds of a crime. That's just police work 101.
What about the other reform that some of the reformers talk about a lot is diverting funding away from traditional policing or what we know as traditional policing and towards social services? Do you think the full legislature, Suffolk County legislature, would consider something like that?
Well, see, that question is like so bizarre because like you can't answer it because, you know, most of the cost is payroll costs. Now, you don't know what you're sending these people into. The guy might be there might be some situation where, you know, boom, you need a cop there.
So I don't hear any changes to policing, and so I'm trying to detect the influence that you say that the police unions.
The influence I'm talking about with the police unions is financial. They are getting themselves contracts we can't afford to pay. Now, you know, is there going to be massive changes? I don't see it. I don't think you're going to have, you know, take a social worker with you to a domestic dispute. What are you going to do, drive around with them? You're now going to increase the cost. You have to pay the cop and you have to pay the social worker. I don't see that happening. Pretext stops, you know, they might limit some form or something. You know, I don't know. There might be some cursory thing where, you know, maybe I really can't at this time think of how you would do that. You know, try to make a community better without, you know, maybe they'll pull back on a little, like, heavy-handed policing. But, yeah, I think you'll see an uptick in crime.
Okay. Suffolk County Legislator Rob Trotter of Smithtown, thank you so much for your time.
And we'll talk again soon.